Madness. I'm visiting with the legendary Maury Wills, who holds the all-time stolen base record at the Breaking Ty Cobb record. Welcome, Mr. Wills.
Thank you, Coach. It's very nice of you. Nice to be on your show. I was the all-time record holder, but a couple of fellows by the name of, one by the name of Lou Brock and the other, Ricky Henderson, came along and smashed my record.
We're not going to tell about that record. We'll let you be the all-time.
That's right. I'm in town, so let's talk about me.
There you go.
My favorite topic.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your career.
Well, my playing days, I played for the Dodgers. I played 14 years in the big leagues, but more significant than that to me is that I spent 8.5 years in the minor leagues and still made it. Usually after about 4 years in the minors, if you haven't made it, they release you. Or the young player gets discouraged and he quits. And I came up in the 50s. I came up in the 50s where I couldn't stay where my teammates stayed. I couldn't eat where they ate, and I couldn't even travel the way they traveled. I had to do it separately. There was some of my minor league seasons, but I had this great dream, all based on the fact that Jackie Robinson was playing in a town called Brooklyn for a team by the name of the Dodgers. And so my childhood dream was to play for the Dodgers, and I realized that. And in those 8.5 years in the minors, struggling and going through stuff like I just mentioned, nothing could take away from that dream, and I hung in there, and I eventually made it.
Given the Bears and the racial history of Major League Baseball, what would you compare the strides that the game has come to today?
Oh, it's mega strides. It's just wonderful today. Today you're judged on your talent rather than on the color of your skin. When I played for the Dodgers in the glory days in the 60s, we had out of 9 players, starting players, we had at least 5, it could have been 6 African-American players on the field. Those days are gone, that's for sure. Now they go to the colleges to get the minor league kids instead of the inner cities. And so a lot of the African-American players are going to other sports. I hate to see that, but that's the way it's going. I do all I can in Los Angeles to work with the youth in the inner cities trying to get kids to play baseball instead of the other sports. I don't even want to mention the other sports. Or getting lost to the different elements that's out in the street. It's tough today, but I try to give back.
And today you would be looked upon as one of the pioneers of the game, given the course and history that baseball has taken with minorities, Jackie Robinson, Satchel Paige. I would say you would go in the archives of history with Major League Baseball.
Well, I don't know. That's up to Major League Baseball to do that. They haven't done that so far. A lot of people feel that should be in the Hall of Fame. If I go in, fine. If I don't, that's fine, too. My life has been good. God has been good to me. I'm happy. But you mentioned me being a pioneer. I feel that way because I train players now. I still work for the Dodgers, and I train baseball players to make $10 and $15 million a summer just to play baseball. A lot of them never even heard of Maury Wills. They asked me what team I played for. They asked me what position I played, if I ever played in the All-Star games, if I ever played in the World Series. That's what they say. But it's only because they're not too concerned about the history of the game. They're just concerned in what they're doing right now. But I feel that if I had not had heroes like Pee Wee Reese for the Dodgers, Jackie Robinson, Jim Gilliam, to look forward to wanting to emulate and be like them, I never would have made it. My dream would have gone by the wayside when I had those tough times coming up through the certain areas of the country when I was a minor leaguer. But I remembered those players before me, and I wanted to be where they were, and I wanted to be just like them, and that kept my dream alive. Today, the players don't seem to have a dream. They're just living for today. And I don't know how much they love the game, but I know I love the game. And if you love it, you got a chance to be the best you can be. But without that love, you're not going to be the best that you could possibly be.
And with the money that's in the game today, that would just blow a guy's mind back in the 50s.
They're turning over now in their graves. I mean, I'm turning over already. I haven't gotten it to the grave yet. But, yeah, you see, the money is great and the money is there. But the players, I don't know. I think that it bothers the work ethic. Players don't work as hard as they used to. We used to get paid for next year based on what we did this year. Now the players have 4 and 5 year contracts for 5 or 6, 10 million already guaranteed. I wonder what my work ethic would be like. And it was good when I was a player. It's good today. I have to work. I love working, and I love training the players. Mm-hmm. I'm not putting them down. It's just, we're all products of our time. Mm-hmm. I like the era I played in, and I like that time, mm-hmm. and so I'm grateful for that.
Well, you're definitely one of the pioneers of the game, and I hope down the road in the future we can meet and interview you more longer. We greatly appreciate your time.
Thank you, Coach. It's good to be in Chicago,
Thank
too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
This show is accepting advertisers and sponsors interested in television commercials, sponsorship recognition, featured promotions, and digital exposure. Let's discuss an opportunity that fits your marketing goals. Email TV at memaiden.com.